7:33, we're at 45 degrees at KJFF. I'm Lauren Hancock, and now we're going to talk a little bit of Crystal City. We've got on the phone joining us Terry Labrie, and she is running for Ward 4 on Crystal City's Council. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And in this race, you are the incumbent, so let's reintroduce yourself to your constituents if they haven't met you already.
Okay, Terry Labrie. I live in Ward 4 in Treebrook. I've been a resident of Crystal City for about 10 years now.
And what made you decide to run again? This is your second term that you would be running for, right?
It is my second term, and I just felt like there were some things I needed to be on board for to finish up and to keep an eye on some things. So I decided I needed to run again.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the big issues, obviously, that can't go without being mentioned. Obviously, the development taking place on PPG, that is moving along, it seems like, for the most part. We've got the groundbreaking ceremony coming up at the end of the month as they're moving some dirt, bringing in some trailers. You voiced how you feel on this development. Where do you stand as of now with Wings and with the potential development?
Well, I can tell you that if he gets his federal and state permits, he's going to build the smelter. What I intend to do is hold Mr. Kennedy's feet to the fire with regards to the conditional use permit. The conditional use permit allowed the current council to put safety measures in place to protect the citizens, and I will make sure that they stay in place during the entire process. And this is the first I've heard of a groundbreaking. There's going to be a groundbreaking?
We have word that it's coming up the last weekend in March, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I find it odd that the groundbreaking is going to take place that close to elections. As far as I know, Mr. Kennedy has only obtained the permit for the construction trailers and has not even applied for his state and federal permits. And I think that's like a 3 to 5 year process. So I think it's a little odd that that's happening this close to elections.
Well, we shall see. Yeah, I'm not real sure on that, but that's just the word, the buzz, I guess, as of now. But obviously, so a lot. I mean, have you been satisfied, I guess, with the way things have been going since you've been on the council?
Well, I still think there are issues with the things that are kept from certain council people. For instance, you just mentioned the groundbreaking, which I haven't even been notified of. Just simple things like that can that can be done to get in the way of progress and what we need to do to take care of things. But other than that, I think we've made great strides. I think that the audit was extremely concerning, and we're working very hard to address all the issues that the state auditor brought up, and I think I need to stay on board to help with that process as well. So,
do you feel like as you've now served one full term, almost in Crystal City on Ward 4, that you've learned a lot as far as how city government runs and how it operates?
I have learned a lot. I've observed a lot and learned a lot and hope to be able to use what I've learned to move forward and help Crystal City move forward.
And as we're talking to Terry Labrie, again, she is the incumbent running for the Ward 4 seat on Crystal City's Council in April. And Terry, let's, take out Wings, let's take out the audit, let's take out all those negativities that might surround the city. What are some big positive changes that you want to bring to Crystal if you're reelected? What else do you want to do for your city?
Well, I can tell you that with the levy getting ready to be certified, that's going to open up a lot of resources and things that we can do for Crystal City. For instance, the main intersection there at 61 and Bailey is going to, once the levy certified, is no longer going to be in the floodplain. So that's going to be a huge opportunity to us to be able to bring developers in that area, clean up that part of town, and increase the tax base for Crystal City. So, I hope to work. That's something that's, not been a debate in the past, and I hope to work towards in the future.
And are you going to give out a phone number if any of your constituents want to get a hold of you? Maybe they have some questions about anything that we've talked about. Do you welcome that?
I do, absolutely. They can reach me at home, which is 636-933-6398. Or they're available to call my cell phone anytime, 24 hours a day. If I'm in a meeting, I'll have to call them back. But I'm available to my constituents at all times. And my cell phone is 314-238-4660.
Very good. Well, Terry, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking a few minutes and speaking with us.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, you too. That is Terry Labrie. She is running for her second term on Ward 4 for Crystal City Council, and we're going to take a very quick break, and then when we come back, we have an interview. We had the chance to speak to Ken Duncan, who is running against Terry Labrie. We'll talk to him next on KJEF.